Elections were held in Kurdistan this weekend. Final results aren't in yet, but change seems to be in the air in northern Iraq. Joining me now is Aliza Marcus, formerly of the Boston Globe, and author of the book Blood and Belief, the PKK and the Fight for Kurdish Independence. It's published by NYU Press. Aliza has returned from Kurdistan just recently, and I'm pleased that it brings her back to our show today. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
The New York Times described the entrenched leadership of the Iraqi Kurdistan region as shaken on Sunday following the election. Why do you think that might be the case? And has any side been able to claim victory?
No side has really been able to claim victory, although right now it's pretty clear that both the two leading Kurdish parties, the PUK and KDP, clearly held on to their majority in parliament. The fact that they're shaken by the results is actually a bit of a surprise to me, because when I was in Kurdistan last month, there was not one person, even in the ministries, who didn't recognize that there was unhappiness among the electorate. And certainly when you talk to people in the streets, they all had complaints about their government.
Well, these are long entrenched parties. I don't know. Predating independence for, I guess, or at least any kind of a real vote for Kurds in Iraq. How old are they and how different are these political groups?
Oh, yeah, you're right. These parties have been around forever since Kurdish nationalism really started in Iraq. The KDP, now headed by Masoud Barzani, has been around in one form or another probably since the 50s, 60s, and has long been fighting for Kurdish independence or Kurdish autonomy in Iraq. In 1975, after Masoud Barzani's father lost the final fight and had to flee northern Iraq and ended up in Iran and later the United States, the party split, and that's where you had the development of this new party, the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan, headed by Jalal Talabani, who's both the head of the party and currently president of Iraq.
And what are the basic differences between the two? Is it a matter of ultimate goals, or is one more to the left of the other?
Basically, it's that Talabani's party is more to the left of Barzani's party, which is seen more as a tribal, autocratic party. Talabani was seen, called himself a socialist. He claimed to be more democratic. I think he and Barzani, Masoud's father, had problems in the past, in the 60s and 70s. And after the defeat in the 70s, Talabani decided to break off and start his new party. Now, the two parties have not only had ideological disputes, but they actually fought each other very violently in the 90s and only came together around 1999, rather reluctantly, thanks to pressure from the United States. And since then, they've been sort of working together, but there's always been still conflict underneath.
And now we have this third group, the Goran Coalition, meaning change. Is there an Obama effect in Kurdistan?
Certainly sounds that way from the name, although the head of the party, Nashivan Mustafa, who I saw in Kurdistan last month, is probably about twice the age of Obama. So,
And he's from the PUK, isn't he?
He's from the PUK. He helped found the PUK. He's a renowned guerrilla fighter, because of course all the leaders of these two parties, got their start in as rebel fighters, and that's partly what gives them their sway. But he told me that he decided about a year or two ago that the Kurds had fought enough, and the time now was to focus on democratic development, on breaking free of corruption, of looking more at the domestic internal issues instead of constantly focusing on an outside threat now that the Kurds have a relatively stable federation inside Iraq.
Well, since Talabani is part of the Iraqi government, what impact will this have on the Iraqi government?
Well, it may have an impact on negotiations between the Kurdistan government and Baghdad, to the extent that the Kurdistan government, if projections are correct, will no longer be as unified. I mean, you'll have this list headed by the parties of Talabani and Barzani, and then you'll have the Change Party. So there could be more dispute, which could make it more difficult to negotiate certain things with Baghdad. At the same time, Jalal Talabani had announced earlier this year that he was planning to retire at the end of this year or next year, and that he was going to return to Sulaymaniyah to continue to work with the PUK. And at the time, it was widely understood that, that he realized the PUK was in trouble because this change party has really upset the PUK. Its stronghold is in Sulaymaniyah. That's the stronghold of the PUK, which is one of three regions in the Kurdistan Federation. And this change party really trounced. It seems to have trounced the PUK there. The Talibani may be afraid of losing control of his own party.
Do any of these parties enjoy the support of the United States more than the others?
No, not really. I think the United States has really done a good job of kind of standing on the outside of this. I think the most important, the most interesting aspect of this vote is the fact that the Kurds have really been, it's been the most peaceful region of Iraq. I mean, there really aren't even U.S. troops stationed there. I mean, that's where Arabs go for rest and relaxation. There's a very little violence. It has promoted itself as being much more democratic than the rest of Iraq and less corrupt. And I think what this vote shows is that for the Kurds, the average Kurds in the Kurdish region, you know, while they recognize that their parties have done a great deal to keep it stable and they're very grateful, they now feel it's time for the two main parties to move on and to start fighting corruption and to make more government reforms and to develop a better private sector and to break down on this autocracy, I guess you would call it, where everything really is controlled by these two parties. And if you want a good life in Iraqi Kurdistan, it's best to belong to one party or another. And this change party has said, enough of this, we want to change things. So now the question is, will the PUK and the KDP take advantage of this and follow through on promises they made, which I heard from the Prime Minister himself, Nachivan Barzani, and from other ministers, that they're really serious about reforms this time, that they've commissioned reports, that they've studied it, that they know what their problems are, and they want to move forward. So the question is, are they going to move forward now, or are they going to try to just sort of hold tight to what they have?
Just one
really
more thing.
Where instability could come up.
One more thing, Elisa. How much is the development of Kirkuk and oil and who controls oil an issue in this now three-party fight?
Well, Kirkuk and the oil is always an issue. There's the money, which, of course, who's ever in charge of the government has first dibs on, let's say. And then there's also the question of what do the Kurds do about Kirkuk? The two main parties, the KDP and the PUK, have taken a line that Kirkuk really is Kurdish and it needs to be integrated into Kurdistan. Nashiban Mustafa, the opponent, has said different things. To me, he said the Kurds need a different approach. They need to, you know, consider other options for Kirkuk. But I have been told that in Kurdistan, he may be taking a harder line when he gives talks there. So it's unclear what's going to happen. But one thing's for sure is Kirkuk is going to be a big issue between the Kurds and Baghdad going forward.
What about Turkey?
Turkey has been a supporter generally of the KDP. They have very close relations right now with the Prime Minister, Nachivan Barzani. But they, of course, their big problem is the PKK, the Turkish Kurdish rebels, who are still in northern Iraq in the mountains there. And Turkey still wants some sort of action from the Iraqi Kurds to push them out. So that's always an issue of contention between the two, and it has made it impossible for there to be really close, permanent relations between Turkey and Iraqi Kurdistan.
Elisa Marcus is the author of Blood and Belief, the PKK and the Fight for Kurdish Independence, published by NYU Press. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.